Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
The Sunny Show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rage.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Danny Warpus.
Orange Room.
More Life Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Obviously, I was... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to explain it, but...
No, explain radio to Ashley.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Would you mind taking Colin for a walk about 8?
Huh? Just 2,000 hours. Oh, yeah.
Now here's your host, that's Ashley, and this is...
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Antisocial Gamer Radio, live on morelikeradio.com. Welcome to the show, everyone. I say it's been a good and fun week for me. Destiny came out, as you all know, because I talked about it for a little bit last week. And I will pretty much talk about it for, well, until I run out of breath on it this week. Destiny is the big thing. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's having fun with it. It's a really good game. Not as good as I sort of hoped, but... I'll get to that later, but as usual, I'll go through all the old introductions and pleasantries. So, you can listen to the show live. You listen to the download. You go to morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesdays, 9 p.m. UK time, which is 4 p.m. Eastern. I was looking at it because the clocks change in about a month or so, so I'll let you know ahead of time. So if you want to listen live, if you're in the UK, it'll be slightly early, about 8 o'clock, I believe. I think it's 8 o'clock, or it'll be hopefully not later. No, I think it'll be earlier. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm just reading stuff in the chat. As usual, if you want to interact with the show, you can email us. It's antisocialgamerradio@yahoo.co.uk. If you want to join our Facebook group, it's facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Also, you can like the show's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/antisocialgamerradio. And also, you can follow us on Twitter @MLRGamerRadio. Did a bit of things this week. Usual stuff with Pokemon. Sam from the Underground Radio, good guy. If you're into Pokemon, go on iTunes. The Underground Radio, very good show. I listen to it all the damn time. He's helping me because there's a load of Pokemon with hidden abilities, and he pretty much has every single one of them. So, you know, I said to him, you know, if you can help me out with that, I'll give you a shout out, get you some more listeners. It's a really good show. I do listen to it all the damn time, and I reckon everyone goes to listen to it as well. But yes, our usual Pokemon stuff. Trying to do my breeding. Nearly done, actually. I've got about 40 left to do, so that'll, I don't know, take me a couple of weeks, and then I'll be pretty much done, and hopefully done in time for when, you know, Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire come out. And I'll be picking one of them up and, you know, just playing the shit out of them for a bit. But yeah, that stuff's to do. Not in a big rush for it, to be honest. And I'm more interested in doing what I am doing with Pokemon stuff. And then, you know, pretty much just sort of preparing for Nationals next year, which no idea when it's going to be. And I'm sort of hoping it doesn't clash with other events that I've got planned. And also that I've got enough money to get myself there. But also, yeah, stuff I've been playing. The FIFA 15 demo came out. I say I'm not the biggest sports person. I mean, I will pick this up. I'll tell you that. But I'm not in a hurry to, because, you know, as I say, I'm going to try and be a one sports game per console system, and this will be it for a little while. Because I mean, I have no interest in the Ultimate Team stuff, but I will just sit here and just play as West Ham or whoever again and again and again, or make my own team or whatever the game lets me do. But yeah, I played the demo. It's not bad. I was a bit stuck on playing because I haven't played a FIFA game in a couple of years. I mean, it was. I mean, I know it's a demo. It's not a full representation of what the game's going to be, but it is a bit tricky. I mean, I think it was Liverpool versus Man City, and trying to get the players to move up the fucking field was a pain in the arse because half of them weren't paying attention. I mean, you know, of course, it is just like a real fucking match. The players aren't paying attention to what's going on, and I've got to do everything myself. But yeah, it was okay for what it was. I say it didn't really impress me much. So, you know, when I do get around to picking it up, it will probably be a couple of months after it has come down in price. And when it is, you know, Kinesis in chat said about it feels different. Don't know if that's good or bad. As I say, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, it feels bad, to be honest, but saying that, I haven't played a FIFA game in a while, so that could be it feeling good, but I don't know. But I mean, I'll pick it up because I do want to get the NHL one, but eventually, I've got November coming up, and I've looked. Hang on one sec. Let me just call up my Amazon wish list. Yeah, I mean, November's coming up, and I've got four or five games. I've got Pokemon at the end of November. I've got Grand Theft Auto 5, which I might hold off on. I've got Dragon Age Inquisition, which I'm looking forward to getting. Assassin's Creed Unity and Far Cry 4. All those games are coming literally within about a week of each other, two weeks at the end of November. And yeah, I need money for that, and it's all on the PlayStation 4 as well. So it's not going to be exactly super cheap, but it's not going to be exactly super expensive. Yeah. Can ease in chats about it. It says, I'm sure it'll come around to it with all the different game modes. Yeah, but to be honest, I mean, people are moaning about NHL, basically. Half the stuff's been taken out. And I've had a look. I mean, I've read it out last week. And some of the stuff that I would be interested in doing, like create your own character, I don't think that's there. And, you know, I like doing that sort of stuff. It's fun. But, I mean, I have no interest. I have no problem playing the game like NHL this is. Just, you know, picking a team at random, because I don't really give a shit, just basically go for the team with the highest stats, and just, you know, playing a game of hockey and having some fun with it, which is the purpose of all games, just have fun. But yeah, Kinesis saying about Far Cry 4 will be the tits. I can't wait for that game. It's gonna be so good. I mean, it's gonna be a tough battle this year for Game of the Year, which is in about a few months' time. And I was telling me they removed the pro clubs from 360 and PlayStation 3. That makes sense, I guess. Just sort of keep it stemmed on whatever they want to do, you know, whatever's going on with this sort of stuff. But yeah, I mean, Far Cry 4, I can't wait. It's going to be such a good game to play. I know, come November, December time, you know, we'll have all those games come out. We'll have the Game of the Year talk going on, because I've got a whole bunch of stuff that I've played this past, where are we now? September? Was it 7, 8 months? 9 months? 9 months? Yeah, past 7 or 8 months that I've been playing this year that has to be looked at and gone over and double-checked. And, just sort of sat down and had a look at. I mean, there's stuff that I started playing that I haven't finished, and there's a whole mess of stuff that I need to get around to playing. But, there's a whole bunch of stuff that, I will have to have a look at and start marking up and giving scores and, seeing what the best does. But, all the main stuff that we do want to play is coming out in November. So, it's just a matter of holding off expectation and weighing it all out, trying to get the, which game is going to be my game of the year this year. FIFA was good. I enjoyed it. I mean, that's what I'm saying, looking forward to it, because I do love the chanting, the fact that they actually have all the themes, team songs, all the fans cheering for the teams, and I'm looking forward to hearing I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, by West Ham, and sort of gets me in the mood and makes me happy, I actually was really impressed with the realism that I'm seeing. It's like they're watching the players move when they're taking a corner. The crowd, there's a lot of realism in the game. I'm not gonna say that there isn't, because they've been working on this really hard. But it's just, it would be nice if the players were more focused. But saying that, as I say, it's a demo. It's not a representation of the real thing. But it was fun, and I will pick it up eventually. I'm not too sure. I'm just, as I said, all the stuff coming out in November, and I'm like, maybe I might wait till next year. I mean, I'm in no rush, but I've got trips and journeys to plan for next year. I'm literally traveling all around the world next year, and I need to make sure I've got the money. So, don't know when it will come out. I don't know. I'll probably wait till my birthday or something. I don't know when we get FIFA 16. I don't know. I'm not that fussed. Maybe that might be a good idea actually. If I wait till for FIFA 16 and buy FIFA 15, it'd be like half the bloody price. Yeah, Kenny's just saying I have all the Aberdeen songs. Which one? But no, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out that I want to play, that I want to own. What I have been playing this past week, and so is pretty much everyone else on the station and pretty much all the people on my friends list have been playing, is Destiny. So last Tuesday was Destiny Day, as you all know. And if you didn't, you do now. It is really, really fun. It's not as good as it's supposed to be. There's a lot of, people have been moaning, saying there's a lot of hype around this game, which, to be honest, there is. It's a brand new game, AAA title, it's Bungie, it's Activision Publishing. Of course there's going to be hype. I mean, I've seen posters and shit all over the damn place. Posters on all the bus stops, it's on all the buses. It's been everywhere, and you can't really escape it. I've had a lot of fun playing it. I mean, the story, I'll go into the story, because I have beaten the game. I've done most of the main missions. I've done every single mission apart from, I think it's 2 or 3 different strike missions in the main story. Apart from that, I've done everything. Just give you a rough update where I am. I'm at level 21, so I got to level 20 and I've got myself the light gear. I will be telling you, because I've got some tips I got from Kotaku, because they're one of the few websites that haven't banned me yet, about how to get past it and all this sort of stuff. So, I know there's a lot of you playing this who aren't in a bigger rush. I mean, I was off work last week, so I played Destiny, which is why I'm at level 20 already. 21. But I'll explain all that in a second. I've got some decent gear, got some decent guns, having lots of fun with it. But so, yeah, the story, it's not really as fleshed out. I mean, it's basically there's a coming darkness that's going to destroy it. It does sound, I mean, because I have been playing a lot of this game with Royce and bit pump with Punchy as well. And we've been talking about the stuff like the characters that you see. I mean, some of the aliens on Venus look like. Anyone remembers The Fifth Element? If you haven't seen it, it's a really good movie. Go and see it. The sort of creatures that, right at the beginning of the film, that go to the pyramid or temple, whatever that thing was, with Luke Perry drawing pictures of a boat. They sort of look like those alien creatures in their sort of armoured suits. It's sort of, the game draws a lot from pretty much other aliens and a lot of films, and it pulls in a lot of information. I mean, saw a post today from some website saying about the fact there's some guard tower that looks pretty much like Master Chief's head. So there's a, you know, Bungie's nod to their old Halo roots, which, you know, is understandable. But yeah, I say it is. I mean, that's it's quite funny that the fact that I knock Bungie when it comes to Halo, and the fact that they're, you know, their gift of storytelling is pretty shit, which from this game is pretty much apparent, because supposedly that there's a coming darkness, which I think was basically the whole plot line for the first Mass Effect game, was like, yep, there's danger coming, and it's going to kill us all, which is, I think, pretty much what the whole premise of this game is. I didn't follow the story too much. Even, you know, as you all know, I am a story guy, and I've said it several times. I wasn't feeling any sort of damn story playing through this game. I've done every mission, and it pretty much was a firefight, the whole thing. It was literally, you go from here to there, and then you have a little few little skirmishes, and then there's like a great big sort of firefight right at the end, where you've got enemies coming out the bloody walls, and you're, you know, shooting the shit out of them to kill them, and then finish the mission, which is basically it. It is basically just one repetitive grind to get your level up as high as possible. I mean, I've got a whole multiplayer stuff to talk about in a sec. I'm, you know, just trying to sort of pace myself so I don't miss anything and, you know, not skip, you know, that sort of stuff. But yeah, I wasn't really feeling too much of what the story actually is. I was just sort of having fun. I would say, if you're going to play this, play it with friends, because on your own it's kind of fun. I mean, I had some fun on my own, but, you know, sitting around playing with Royce, playing with Punchy, and it was other people in my friends that have literally sent me invites to play, but I've been too busy doing other bits and pieces in the game to sort of bother. But yeah, it's fun. It really is, and that's pretty much overwrites the whole need for a story. It's just, I mean, there's other people knocking the story aspect of it, but there is no real story. I mean, that's the thing. Everyone's, as well, as usual, everyone's knocking Peter Dinklage's voice as Ghost, saying that he's very wooden and one-sided. People, he plays a fucking robot. It's not like Power 3000 where he's going to fucking kill everyone. He's a robot. He's supposed to be like that. Has no one seen Moon with Kevin Spacey? He's pretty much like that, and that's all you need him to be. It, you know, he's like the robot from Moon. And you don't need anything else apart from that. I mean, he's a good character. JJ Mobile saying Cabal looks like the Vogans from Hitchhikers. Yes. As I say, the Cabal, they're the ones I was talking about who look like the aliens from Fifth Element right at the beginning. But yeah, I say there's a whole ton of stuff that's being pulled from, you know, various films, various games. A lot of stuff's, you know, been taken from, you know, I mean, even the Vex, they look like, they're all sort of robots. They sort of remind me of, I can't put my finger at it. They remind me of something I've seen. That's the whole thing. It was like all the different aliens, and it's great. I mean, the guns are great. Just shooting the shit out of people is great. Changing your armor is good. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's really fun about this game. And, you know, I am having a ton of fun, even though I'm sort of at that, I've sort of hit a wall with my where I'm playing at the moment, because I have reached as far as I can get when it comes to actually grinding for XP, because now I need to basically play the multiplayer to grind ranks and get marks and stuff, which I'll talk about in a sec. But I do like the game. I'm not going to say it's bad. It's good. It's very, very good. I mean, I know JJ's had some problems with server issues. I mean, we all have. I mean, I was watching a review on Destiny this morning, and basically everyone's had server issues. But to be honest, it's a brand new fucking game. What do you expect? It's like, you know, it's like saying, you know, I played a brand new game that just came out, and there's bugs in it. Of course, there's gonna be fucking bugs. It's a brand new thing, and games these days, you can't expect them not to have bugs, because, you know, the fucking amount. Are you kidding me? The amount of money it costs to make this game, the amount of money it costs to do everything that they've done, of course there's going to be bugs, of course there's going to be problems, but you just live with it. You don't fucking complain and bitch about it. It's like, you know, shit happens, but you just have to push past it and hold on for a little bit. I mean, you know, it just, fucking shit happens. But yeah, I say I am That's it. Thanks, JJ. He hit it. That's what I was going to say, because me and Royce talked about this. He said the Vex look like the full-grown aliens from Independence Day. Yes, that's what me and him said. And, yeah, I couldn't remember who it was. Yeah, that was it. They look like there's aliens from Independence Day. Yeah, as I say, there's a whole bunch of alien stuff that's been taken from various other games. Yeah, so JJ says most of his problems are server issues. I know I had a couple today, but it was because they were rebooting. Because doing some Crucible stuff, you can get 100 marks a week. They reset it today, so basically I could start a fresh new 100, which I was nowhere near in the first place. But yeah, going through this, the final boss, I mean, because me and Ross were talking, it was like, okay, is this the final boss? Because the final boss is basically, it's three giant statues that come to life, and there's some sort of black heart thing right in the middle, which is beating away, and it gives its energy to these statues, which, I mean, if you're lucky enough, you can take them down one at a time, because if you had to do all three at once, you'd be fucked. Because me and him had a little bit of trouble, not too much. Me and Royce are pretty good at this game. But yeah, I say, it's like we'd finished it. I mean, I was waiting for the final the ending, the theme song, and the fucking Paul McCartney shit song that, oh, goddamn, that song's awful. That's the end theme for Destiny is just as bad as the fucking intro song to Enterprise, that really shitty Star Trek TV show that we got a couple of years back that hopefully was fucking, that was cancelled eventually. But yeah, it's a really bad song, and it's a good thing as well. When you finish the game, it doesn't actually go into the theme song, which I was like, well, is it going to go into it? Yeah, I know JJ's pissed the same. As I say, lucky enough, because he says, I fucking love getting booted during a large-scale sponge boss right at the end. Yeah, I know. That's the thing I haven't done yet. JJ, what level are you, mate? Just to let us know what you are, because I know, Johnny Five's playing Destiny as well. He created himself a new character. I suppose he wasn't happy with his David Bowie space pirate character. But yeah, I mean, lucky enough, I haven't had that problem. I mean, just my internet is pretty shit at the moment, because my router has taken too many knocks because some mysterious person keeps hitting it. But lucky enough, I haven't, had the server issue where I've gone down during a mission. I mean, it happened once when I was like a multiplayer, which is a bit of a pain, to be honest. But yeah, I say, it is a lot of fun. I mean, once you hit 20, you're basically hit a wall. And this is sort of leads me into how you get past that. Because I've got some little bit of help here from Kotaku, which I'm just going to try and call up the article. But yeah, I say it's... Oh, one sec. Wrong bloody thing. Sorry, one second. Just trying to click on the right article would be helpful. There we go. Yeah, I mean, there's a pain when you do hit the wall, because your experience doesn't really... JJ says he's a level 20 warlock. It hasn't touched multiplayer yet. I say that's the best thing to do about multiplayer. Not touch it until you hit the fucking level 20, because when I started playing it with Royce, the multiplayer was so not broken as such. It was just, you got people who are like, I mean, I was playing like level 4, level 5, level 6, around that sort of area. And you've got people who are like, 10 levels above me at 20, past 20, and we're all playing together. And it's like, yeah, well, I've got the really shit guns that do fuck all with some really crappy armor. And then you've got all these other people here who've got like legendary and exotic and rare armor with the better guns who are basically just one-shotting me, which is what was happening. JJ says about he's finished the main story last night. And strikes have been consuming his time. Yeah, which is basically... I mean, I'm not really interested in doing strikes. I do want to sort of grind them out and do them like that, but I'm not that fussed at the moment, to be honest. I'm more sort of multiplayer-focused, trying to do that. I forgot what I was going to say now. I have forgotten what I was going to say. But yeah, I say it is, when a multiplayer... Oh, yes, sorry, multiplayer. It is a bit... one-sided when I first started playing it. I mean, now I'm doing okay. I mean, I've had a couple of good rounds. The Clash for like, was it 12 kills to 8 deaths, which I thought was good for me. And I think 4 assists. But I mean, I do get pissed that I missed out several times on, because once you do the match, you get like a bonus piece of item, like an armor or something like that. And I was sort of pissed out that I got missed out on the, it was like the best rare chess piece that I could see was like, I think it was like 284 defense, and it gave me like several plus points into light. And I'm like, yeah, I want that. That's what I want. But missed out several times, but I don't know. But I mean, I did some grinding stuff to do, which I'll go into now. There's, when you get to level 20, basically you do hit a great big fucking wall, and you can either go two routes, because you don't want to do both at the same time, because they take so much time to do anyway that it's literally you'll need to focus on either one. I mean, there's two ways you can go. You can either go through the Vanguard way, which is basically you need to do, strike missions, special missions and bounties that give you... bounties work for both the Crucible stuff and the Vanguard stuff, but they'll give you points which you can get your Vanguard rank up. I think the maximum goes to 3 so far, I believe. But you also need to get Vanguard marks, which are on some of the strike missions, the higher ones that, you know... But they only give you, like, two marks per... two marks per mission, which isn't really worth doing at that sort of that pace, because you do a mission for about 20 minutes or so and still got to get like 2 marks when you need... I mean, the legs I've seen for either Crucible marks and Vanguard marks are like 65 for leg pieces. And I'm guessing that once you've spent them, they're gone, obviously, because they're currency. So basically, you're still going to have to grind through another shitload of missions just to get the, just to get another 65 for the arms, or was it 150 for the chest piece? Yeah, it's just, that's the thing, that's why I think it's sort of broken when it comes to this. I mean, I think Bungie's trying to shift you from the whole main story game over to the multiplayer, where it's a lot easier to earn stuff. Because with the single player, it's like, yeah, but it is, I mean, it's an MMO, RPG, tons of people playing around, and it's all focused, and these live events are great, that, you know, the sort of, just trying to think what the fucking thing's called. It's like the tank with the legs. That will drop down, and there's literally like 4 or 5 of you trying to destroy this thing, which, to be honest, it's a piece of piss, because it's fucking easy. You just aim for the legs, and then once the shell opens up, you just sort of shoot the orange glowy bit, the engine, and you're done. But yeah, earning these marks and trying to get your Vanguard level is a pain in the ass, and I recommend everyone to not do it. I recommend everyone to go through the multiplayer route, which I didn't like at first. I'm not really too keen on it now, because I have a problem when it comes to the shooting. Guns are great, not a problem with that. It's actually when I go to fire, sometimes it will jam. It feels like it's jamming, basically. I don't know if I've got a Bob Marley gun or something. I go to shoot, and it could be the lag that's stopping me shooting. Because, man, literally, I use an auto rifle and a sniper rifle. And I'm pretty cool with a fucking sniper, I've got to say that. Literally, headshotted a few people while they're on the move from literally halfway across the map. And I did the moon one, where there's like that sort of smashed out dome thing. I was sort of hidden near the mountainous caves, and the guy was sort of pretty much the other side of the map, and I headshotted him while he was walking across. That's how good I am. I say the sniper rifle was really fun in some of these missions, especially if you can sort of, you know, just time it right, fucking get a good shot. And it was a pain in the ass as well, sort of tangent slightly. You get, when it comes to the multiplayer stuff, you get points for your kill and for how you kill them. Sniper rifle, headshots, 100 points for a kill, 10 points for a headshot. I need more points for a headshot. You got to get more. I mean, you know, you can do the super move, like your supercharge, you know, move that. You get, was it 25 points? But, you know, headshot, it's got to be worth more than 10 points at least. That's it. Rant over. I recommend everyone going through the multiplayer route is probably the best way, because it is so much easier to earn. I mean, you're looking at, I think it was 15, 20 minutes for the conquest sort of mode, where you go, you know, capture section A, B, and C. That's about 15 minutes roughly to play, whereas you've got the clash, which is about 12 minutes, 12, 13 minutes, and so it's a bit less time. You still get your points, and you get a couple of marks for doing it, and it's so much easier. You know, knock through, I don't know, 7 or 8 matches a day, earn about 20 marks, do that for every day of the week, have 100 marks by the end of the week. You know, and just sort of keep knocking out multiplayer matches, because even though you'll have the marks, you still need to get your points up to, you know, complete your sort of oscillation of the Crucible ranking. So, you know, I mean, Vanguard is already at one because it took me a long time to sort of get into it, and then I sort of stopped to play multiplayer because it's easier on multiplayer. Because you go from the point system on the Vanguard and point system on the multiplayer, it's a lot easier to get more points on the Vanguard than it is multiplayer, because they realized it was going to be this easy to get marks. It's like, well, yet now you have to spend time, level up your Crucible rank, and as we want you to play more and more multiplayer, you need to sort of spend more time to do this, which is basically what I've been doing. But yeah, it is a great amount of fun with a multiplayer. JJ's about, there's a new raid which is in part of my, I think, one of my topics, but there's a new raid you've got to be like level 26. I'm not that fussed about it, to be honest. I mean, it looks hard and fun and all this sort of shit. But I'm just trying to get my ranks up at the moment. I'm not fussed about any really super end game item grabbing and that sort of stuff. I mean, I do okay. I mean, I did a bit of item harvesting, which I will talk about now. Throughout the different worlds, I mean, there's only like four worlds. Only like four worlds you can actually visit. The Earth, the Moon, Mars and Venus. And on Earth, we have the spin metal. Yeah, I mean, it's okay if you want to go around collecting that stuff. I did like 50 spin pieces of spin metal to see what would happen. And I got, I took it into one of the dealers, and I got a couple of extra Vanguard points, and I think a piece of armor or something. Yeah, it's really not worth to collect the items. I'd say just go through the game, fight it, you know, keep fighting and fighting. I just sort of, you know, it just didn't see the point in doing it. I mean, I'll go around and collect pieces here and there if I could be asked, if I'm close enough to it and there's nothing else going on. But until it becomes more lucrative, I don't really see a point. To be honest, I don't really think they're going to change it anyway. What was I saying? Multiplayer, yeah. One sec, just go look at my notes quickly. Yeah, I mean, as I say, multiplayer is fun. But, I mean, everyone seems to use the hunter class, which, you know, from what I've seen, is like the most overpowered class. I mean, me and Royce are using Titans. I mean, I know Sean's a hunter of little kids. I was like, just playing as Titans is really fun because I can sort of take a lot of damage. And, you know, I do like punching people in the head because I go into a burst of speed and then I'll sort of, you know, press the punch button and it will do like it's weird, like a charging punch, and that can take out pretty much every enemy. And that's the problem I've had with the gun, because it keeps sort of jamming up on me. My best way of taking out people is just to punch them in the head really hard. And I'm very good at it. Literally two or three punches from my character and people are dead. And especially when it's, you know, fully charged, in a, you know, fully charged up, you know, power punch, just, you know, smack them in the face and they're pretty good. But I mean, JJ's agreeing with me about the spirit blooms, what you can get on Venus, these little ball, looks like glow-in-the-dark cherries, basically. He saw them and said fuck it when he won't find out what he got. He's also saying about hand cannons are nasty if you hit the headshot. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'd say with the golden gun ability. I mean, Sean's loving that fucking thing with his hunter, you know, just literally headshot after headshot and, you know, one hit kill everything pretty much. The abilities of the hunter are really fun, and everyone's pretty much picks the hunter as their, I've got my second character started on as the hunter, but I haven't done anything with it because I've been too busy trying to finish off my Titan. Because, you know, I've opened up the second subclass, which was pretty simple, but I haven't actually bothered putting any points or trying to do anything with it. I'm more interested in sort of playing with my Titan as he is now. Multiplayer is a lot of fun. Several different match types. I mean, I've done a lot of the... the territory one, you know, the catch A, B, and C. That's really, really fun because it doesn't matter about it doesn't matter about how many you kill. It's about taking over territories, which was, you know, me and Royce were playing a match, and literally, it was a pain because everyone was going around killing people instead of taking over the map. And we pretty much got fucked over on that by nearly 10,000 points. We got that fucked over. Control. Thank you, JJ. JJ, Control is the name of the match type. But yeah, so it is a lot of fun. I do like it a lot. Because I have been sort of dominating on the whole thing. But especially, you know, the whole point system when you kill people. If you're in your own controlled area and then you do that super, if you're a Titan, the super smash thing where you, you know, jump up into the air and then, you know, punch into the ground. Just destroy everyone. You get a whole bunch of points and it's really good for finishing the game. Where was I? Yes, Clash was pretty much the whole team deathmatch. It's team deathmatch. It's what you expect. I mean, I think there's only like 10 different maps in the game, which is okay for me because I don't really too fuss. I sort of play. I mean, I do favourite the moon one, and there's one or two ones I think on Earth, and I think one of the Cosmodrome ones for Earth, and there's one map on Mars which I like. But yeah, I say Clash is a team deathmatch sort of stuff. I mean, there's, I think it's called Rumble, which is the just normal deathmatch, which I haven't touched because I know at the end of that I'll probably have like 3 kills and 20 deaths, and I'm like, yeah, I have no interest in this. There's no point to it. We might as well just be on a team and lose altogether, and go from there, basically, instead of just, you know, me versus you versus him versus me versus, you know, all that sort of stuff. I haven't unlocked the final one. I'm not too sure what that is yet, but I don't really care. Team deathmatch is good for me. I'm earning me, you know, earning me Vanguard marks, earning me points. It is a lot of fun when you do get to level 20. I say, you know, wait till you get to level 20 before, say, 15 to 20 before you start multiplayer. I mean, even though you can earn a whole bunch of points from playing multiplayer, I'd wait until you get high enough. Say go through the game with your friends and stuff, do missions together, do patrols, all that sort of stuff, have some fun. You know, see what the whole game has to offer and you'll be all right. But I mean, there is a whole, literally, when you do hit the wall with level 20, there's a chronic grind. Whether it's, if you do want to go the Vanguard route, you've got to try, literally wait for these events to pop up, or just do the special strike missions, which you can do once you get to, I think, past level 18. And then basically they become open to you, and then you just go for them like that. But yeah, I say go over their multiplayer path and, you know, do it that way. It's so much easier and more fun. I would say, play with friends. The whole point of this game is to play with your friends, because on your own, that's what I say. That's why I wait until Royce or Sean or Punchy are online, and then I'll play, you know, nonstop. JJ's saying what I'm saying. It's just basically, I always wait till I'm high. Hang on, JJ. He says, I always wait till I'm high enough to play any video game. Yeah, is that high as in high level, as in, oh, I've just smoked several bowls? Probably smoked several bowls, because this is JJ we're talking about. I say wait till you're high level, and then we'll wait and see, really. I say once you do hit level 20, I did grab these little tips for you, because I know how you lot worship me and all my help and all that sort of stuff. But no, this is from Kotaku about, you know, what you do once you, you know, get to level 20. So it's how to go beyond level 20 in Destiny. Destiny caps your progress at level 20, but if you've been playing, you'll doubtless seen people with those yellow numbers by their name, showing levels 24, 25 and above. How did they do that? The game's level cap is a soft cap, and it's possible to level beyond 20, provided you get the right equipment. I'm right on the cusp of level 25, and while I sense I have still many levels to ascend beyond that, I got a pretty good sense at this point of how to go beyond level 20. It's the most intuitive thing I've seen, let's say that. The more I play, the more noteworthy it is how poorly Destiny explains itself. Exactly, I mean, I'll go into a side tangent because there's something else JJ says, but the high comments is both. What do you expect? I mean, because to be honest, the game doesn't really explain itself, whereas the story doesn't really explain what the fuck's going on. And Royce was telling me about these faction things, which are in-game. There's like three, he said about two, but there's three factions. There's the New Monarchy. There's the Beyond Something or Other, Beyond Order. I can't remember what the fuck they're called. And there's the Future World Corporation, I think that's what they're called. And basically, each one, if you wear their banners, their sort of like hip ornament or whatever it is. You can get points from playing strikes, multiplayer, doing bounties. Oh yeah, bounties, as I think I said last week, very important. Make sure you do your bounties, because if you're playing multiplayer, you want the ones for like kill 25 of each different character class. Thank you, Dark Orbit. Yeah, that was the second one. It was New Monarchy, Dark Orbit, and this Dark Orbit. It sounds like a chewing gum that black people eat. I can't remember. But yeah, these sort of banner things, and they sort of give you points on what you're supposed to, you know, use, because they have some armor and weapons, and you know, everyone has armor and weapons and stuff for the legendary characters, and each of these legendary items has a little bit of light power, which I will go into in about this in a second. I've seen plenty of people using asking about the beyond level cap, so I thought I'd quickly explain how it works. Worth noting, some of the higher level strike requires levels well beyond 20, and the first big raid, which launched tomorrow, which this article came out yesterday, is today, comes in at a whopping suggested level 26. It's all about your armor. Past level 20, your level stops being dictated by XP and starts being dictated by light points. Light is assigned to various pieces of rare, legendary, and exotic armor, and has its own stats. There's a picture here, which I'll chuck in I'll chuck this article in the old chat room so people can see. Basically, they're just looking at here, this sort of warlock character. I think it's a warlock. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, it's a warlock character because he's wearing a coat. He's sort of, was it Order's Hood, helmet, legendary light plus 20, and this character's already at level 24. Every piece of item, equipment, you know, I'll explain it, simplify it a little for you. Basically, every piece of armor, whatever, basically armor because it's not in the weapons, you get light points, which are basically what the story goes and says, that they're light given from the traveler into certain pieces of armor. So basically it's, you know, part of the traveler's soul or whatever embossed, embedded in this armor. And the more light points you have, the more of increase in your level is. So, you know, you're basically level, the rare stuff's pretty good for starting you off, gets you 21, 22, but the legendary stuff is what you're going to need to get, and that'll get you 24, 23, 24, possibly 25, and then the exotic stuff, which is the most powerful stuff, which should probably boost you up to level 26, which I think it's level 6, 26 is the highest. I don't know. I mean, JJ's in chat. I don't think he's seen anyone higher. I've seen a lot of level 26. I don't think it goes higher than that. I mean, someone said about level 28, but I don't know if that's possible. We'll have to wait. I mean, even though, you know, most of us are pretty much done where we are with the game at the moment, but you know, we're still getting this expansion that comes out at Christmas time. So we'll see then. But yeah, I'll carry on reading this article. Each time you get a blue, purple, or yellow piece of armor, blue for rare, purple for legendary, and yellow for exotic. It's more orange, to be honest. It's almost certainly have a light value attached to it. Equip it and you'll see a non-yellow progress bar climb a little bit. De-equip the armor and it drops back down. So basically, no matter what armor you do get, make sure it has the most light points. I mean, I got rid of a piece of armor that was better than what I had, but it actually gave me light points. So I thought, yep, chuck it in and use it. You also get yellow XP from upgrading your light enhanced armor, so it's possible to climb to a level without even getting any new gear. Yeah, so basically, keep using your armor, and you know, eventually it'll level up, and you can, you know, upgrade it, and it, you know, gives you more light points, makes it lovely. You can get a lot of light armor in a lot of ways. You can find good loot engrams just anywhere. If you want, you can spend hours farming engrams by killing regular enemies in various places in the open world, or just go on a mission and strikes with your friends. This bloke's writing this article, says he got a purple engram that gave him a legendary helmet while playing through the level 8 Russia strike mission. But the thing is, though, I mean, it's all right that he's saying, you know, do these... Oh, JJ said he's seen the 30. Really? Holy shit. So basically, that must be someone literally with all exotic gear, fully maxed out. I mean, I'd say 30 is probably a level cap. That would make sense, considering, you know. I mean, there's a whole, you know, I'm going to tangent slightly. There's a whole bunch of me talking about what's beyond what we have now, but I might save that till next week as a little side subject, because, you know, what we'll see in the future games, I'll have to have a literally sit down for a bit and just think about this sort of stuff, make some notes, and then I'll talk about next week. Topic for next week. For Destiny players, facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Next week's topic is going to be about what's going to be after we finish what we're doing, what we're going to see in the future, what we're going to see from future Destiny games. JJ, I'd love your input on this. When I post this in the group later, I'd love your thoughts on what you think, because I know you're playing this like crazy, and Johnny Five from My Time Now is playing this. A whole bunch of people, my mate Nate from Pokemania, he's playing this. My mate Josh, who does the Underground Radio with Sam, he's playing this as well. And Derek, he's playing this. A whole bunch of people. Vendors are your most consistent option. Your class Vanguard faction leader, if you join the faction, or Crucible Handler in town, all have solid rotating collections of legendary gear on sale, and all of that armor comes with a sizable light application. You just can't buy legendary gear from ordinary currency. Instead, you'll need to get enough Crucible Vanguard marks and get a high enough Crucible Vanguard rank. Each item has a certain value in marks attached to it, and will only be sold to you once you've reached a certain rank, which is basically a pain in the ass, because you need to play so much of this game to even get past rank one when it comes to both your Vanguard rank or your Crucible rank. Join a clan as soon as you can, really, because each of the little clothy hip thingies cost about 2,000 glimmer. JJ's going on about Evolve. That's what's next. Yeah, I'm not too fussed about Evolve, to be honest. I mean, I was interested in it because, you hype me up for it, but I'm not too fussed. It'll come, it'll go. I probably won't pick it up, but I mean, I've got other stuff on my radar at the moment, but I'm interested. Evolve's not coming out till like next year now anyway, so I've got plenty of time. I think it's next year when it's coming out. I know it got delayed again for some fucking reason. Just, it's Left 4 Dead, but with aliens. You can gain reputation points, which help you raise your rank. I was talking about the hit thing. Yeah, each one's about 2,000 glimmer. So make sure you pick yourself one of them, because and literally pick one, whatever, doesn't really matter, because all the armor's pretty much the same. It doesn't really matter what you look like as long as you're doing whatever. Get one of them, and then you can get more points and help you progress up their ranks, and just basically do a whole lot of stuff in the game. Your reputation points, which helps you raise your rank, and marks, which acts as your currency for your faction or Vanguard, either by playing in the Crucible, undertaking bounties, or doing Crucible and Strike playlists. You can see how your progress towards a new rank is going by the circle on the side in the vendor's window. Yeah, basically, when you see a vendor, on the left side, there's like a little symbol of the Crucible or Vanguard, or if you go to the factions, shows you how well you're doing for points with them. And basically, the more sort of white bits around it, that's what you're looking for to be filled up. And once it's gone around once, you've got rank one, round twice, rank two. So basically, you can't use any of this shit until you get to rank two. So basically, you need to keep playing and playing and playing until you get to this, which is not exactly super helpful because it just takes a whole lot of time. But to be honest, there's a whole few months now between now and December when we get our first expansion. So you've got fuck all else going on. I mean, we're not in a super dead zone at the moment because the game's coming out here and there and everywhere at the moment, but it's worth knuckling down, find yourself a good bunch of friends like I have, and just play multiplayer till crazy, or do the Vanguard stuff, whichever's up to you. But make sure you have joined the faction, because literally I recommend it. That's important because it helps you with later parts in the game. Rewards for various events and players are shown under each event in the map screen. Bear in mind that you can only get 100 Vanguard and Crucible marks each per week, so you can't farm them endlessly. It does work like that, which is a pain. You can also get light points off the exotic gear, which you can buy on weekends. Make sure you listen to this from XUR, Azur, the vendor, who trades strange coins for extremely rare gear. Now, so you'll see your strange coins. Make sure you collect them. I read this this morning because I was gonna I almost had enough to get some sort of, I think, emblem or something that I was going to buy from the speaker. But now I'm going to save this until I, well, until the Saturday and Sunday, and see what this guy has. If it's, you know, how many I need to pay for whatever it is I need to pay for. It's worth mentioning that this is all fairly slow going. This is I've played like a 30 plus hours, but have gotten a legendary heavy machine gun. Lucky mother bastard. I love the heavy machine gun as the special weapon. Special weapon or secondary weapon? Because you have your two weapon slots, and then you open up your third one you need like the purple ammo for. Very awesome. What I've got, just sort of multiplayer. It's a lot of fun. Just literally ripping through enemies non-stop with it. Fucking great. And helmet purely through drops, which while either for farming or playing regular strikes, and haven't been able to afford to buy any legendary gear yet. I want to buy legendary gear off everyone, but I need, I need the Vanguard ranks and everything. Keep doing bounties. Last bit of advice, keep doing bounties. We include bounties in our tips post for the beginners, but bounties don't give you XP. They don't just give you XP, they also give you Crucible and Vanguard reputation points. Just checking in with the good old Xander to see what's what, and pick bounties according to whatever activities you're going to be doing. So yeah, basically make sure the ones you do have are the ones that's kill like 25 Titans, 25 Hunters and 25 Warlocks. They're all separate ones as well. As I'm a puncher, I picked up the one for, is it punch 20 people in the head? In the head, just kill 20 people by punching them, which I literally did about 3 or 4 matches. There's the specialized ones. It's like kill 2 people with 1 fusion rifle shot. I think that's for the Vanguard stuff. But there's a whole bunch of bounty stuff that you can have fun with. I mean, the bounty stuff's for like doing the moon. Do patrols, like do 6 patrols on each location. You get points for that. And there's a whole bunch of stuff to earn points for. It's just you taking the time to play. But I say, what I do find with a lot of people is, I mean, me personally, I'm a very not ambitious. I'm sort of, I can't think what the fucking words. I want stuff. I can't wait for stuff. I want stuff to happen now, because I don't like waiting. I sort of want it all now. But yeah, I say, unfortunately, I've got to wait for a while for anything good to happen. Basically, when my rank is high enough and I have enough marks for each one, I'll be able to start buying stuff and increase my light and get my level up. But yeah, I say it is a whole lot of fun doing this sort of stuff, trying to find all these rare items. I mean, I'm looking forward to the weekend to find this Zul the vendor and see what items he has from his strange coins. Try and get some more strange coins from doing strike missions and stuff, which is where I seem to get most of them from. I just sort of get like a rare engram, it's a strange coin. I'm like, yep, great. Or a light motes, which I'm trying to get loads of them as well. Let's go back to the article. Where was I? Yep. That's pretty much the end of the article there. I know it's literally coming up for our first break in a second. But yeah, I say Destiny is a really fun game. The story's not really super there, but to be honest, at the end of the day, I mean, when I play with Royce, we're sort of talking about what to do, and he said, I just want to kill stuff. So I'm like, okay, let's go here. I mean, I helped him out with a bunch of, not helped him out. I jumped in on his fire team and did a bunch of patrol stuff on Venus for him. But yeah, so I do recommend playing with some people, friends. It just makes it easier because, I mean, it is very monotonous, and because basically you are just sitting here doing the same old shit again, again, again. I mean, I must have done the Devil's Lair mission, I think like 10 times already now. I'm just sort of, just doing it again and again and again, just to get the points, get the items, trying to find all this rare gear. And I mean, some of the higher strike ones, there's ones you've unlocked it, there's like separate menus in that the orbit screen. And it's like, level 22 strikes. I was like, okay, we'll try that. It'll be a bit of a challenge. Some of them are too bloody hard, even for me. Well, I mean, I'm not the best at this, but I do okay. But yeah, it's... JJ Saiyan says, that's why I dig it over Galo. It said, fuck story and just shoot shit. Exactly, that was my whole problem with Halo. It's like, the story's shit, I'm just killing crap. But the crap that I'm killing in Halo wasn't interesting enough to me want to kill it. Whereas... with Destiny, I'm killing aliens left, right, and center. I'm getting items. I'm getting points. I'm getting a whole lot of reward for what I'm doing. But the whole problem I do have, and people do have, is the fact that we do have to sit here and grind. And that, as I say, that's what one of my main problems with the game is. It's more suited to the PC mentality of, you know, you'll get some people playing Final Fantasy 14, playing WoW, and playing, I don't know, Star Trek Online or Knights of the Old Republic or whatever fucking MMOs are popular these days. You know, I don't know. And they'll sit there and, I mean, when I listen to Limit Break Radio, they'll sit there and sit there for hours on end doing a dungeon or doing a boss fight. And I'm like, that's so fucking boring. I mean, it's interesting to listen because I'm a big fan of the show, but it's so damn boring just sitting here doing the same old shit. Where it's like, whereas if you're with your friends, it does take the benefit, it takes the heat off of it a little bit. But yeah, it's just, you know, we are pretty much in a rut at the moment when it comes to this. I mean, I'm looking forward to what they announce for what this expansion is going to do, what it's going to offer. What is it going to do for us? I mean, this is the whole point for next week's topic. It's like, what will we talk about? I don't really want to get into it too much because I'll just blow myself out for next week's topic. But yeah, I mean, I am having tons of fun doing what I'm doing, trying to find better and better weapons. But where I am now, it's pretty much the better weapons that I'm going to find are the stuff I need money and points for. So pretty much it's me just sort of sitting here for a couple of hours, knocking out about a dozen games of the multiplayer, trying to get as many Crucible marks as I can, get as much points as I can to try and get my rank up a bit. I mean, to be honest, the way I'm going, it's probably not even going to be like a... I mean, I'm probably going to be stuck at level 21 for a good amount of time. But I'm not that fussed. I mean, I've got plenty of other time to do other stuff. There's nothing really happening at the moment, so I can sort of turn on and just sort of play for a couple of hours. You know, I mean, that's what I've been doing. I mean, literally, I've been doing my Pokemon stuff and being, you know, breeding and EV training. And what I'll do is I'll just EV train something or go to the Elite Four, just go through that. And then once I've used all my those yellow orb things to sort of, you know, get my experience gain thing up, and they need to recharge, I'll literally just sort of turn it off for about an hour, play a few games of Destiny, and then just go back to it and sort of do it like that to work my way through it. But yeah, I mean, Destiny is such a fun game. I think I have been as well. I mean, I have been sort of neglecting how it looks. I mean, it does look amazing. I mean, the worlds that you go to, I mean, Russia and the Cosmodrome, it's a shithole, but it's a really nice looking shithole. Venus is very nice. It's very statues and architecture and stuff like that. Mars is, it's Mars. It's literally, you know, fucking Total Recall. The moon is okay. The moon's quite nice. It's the moon. But I mean, I didn't only notice this playing the that moon mission. I like the International Space Station's up there as well. And I was looking up in the sky. I was like, oh yeah, I know that. That's the International Space Station. So, you know, whenever this is set in the future, that fucking thing's still stuck up there. But yeah, I say it's a lot of fun. It really is. I mean, I recommend it to people to pick up because, you know, just get yourself through the story. I mean, they've got, you know, a whole years ahead of information. You know, Bungie's got a whole 10 years, I think it is. I think it's 10 years, like head plan for this game, like several games and a whole bunch of stuff. But yeah, I say this game is really, really fun, and so I can't recommend it high enough. It's you know, I know I have been saying for weeks, literally, you know, if you haven't pre-order it, get it, and now it's out, I recommend you buy it. I'm saying my PlayStation, whatever, is, I think it's Ashley MLR, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, MLR. Add me, we'll play together, we'll have a lot of fun. Yeah, Joe's just saying about you can find the Mars rover. I don't remember exactly where, but I do remember seeing it. Cool, there's a whole bunch of stuff. There's little Easter eggs. I mean, they're finding Easter eggs now with the, you know, what I said about the Halo helmet. That's there. Just a whole bunch of stuff. This game is so fucking fun, people. Pick it up, play it, play with me, play with someone else, play with your friends, play with everyone, play with as many people as you can, and have some fun. It's literally, I mean, it's the most purest experience of a PC MMO RPG on a console that we'll probably ever have, because probably apart from next to Fable, what Fable 2 was with the whole little orb system, the fact that, you know, there wasn't just two people playing when you did the whole thing with Fable. With this, there's dozens of you. I mean, I'd wish that the fire teams could be a bit bigger, because it's only three people. It would be nice if maybe four or five people, that way we could have a proper decent group, you know. But I mean, now this new raid stuff that we're getting, I mean, I've got a whole bunch of news articles, which I will talk about after the break, because legit it's 10 o'clock now and I've been talking for an hour nonstop and I need to take a break. But yeah, I mean, there's just so much stuff in this game to come out with the raid stuff that we're getting. And fuck knows when I'll be able to play a raid. I don't know. When I find all the stuff. yeah, pick it up, play with it, Mark. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll have my producer do that for me, JJ. But yeah, I recommend everyone pick it up, play with it. I think that's what my nan said before she died. Playing with her own shit. But yeah, I say it's a ton of fun, and literally I can't recommend this game highly, but highly enough. It's just really, really entertaining, and everyone needs to play it, because we all are. But yeah, I've been talking long enough, and I want to take a break because I need a drink, because my mouth is really, really dry. And I'll be back in about 8-9 minutes after these messages.
And Ashley, you're from England, so we're not really sure what asshole number you would be. We just know it would be at least two extra numbers and one extra dash.
Yeah,
that's all we know
sign.
For sure. Yeah. It's some sort of country code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to have a go.
If you'd like to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio. All one word.
More like radio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Now I'm realizing that this is all gonna be on fucking podcast. Oh boy.
I told you. I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use us to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch JJ, it. You play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling.
celebrating 15 years of ultra violence. Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
He just wrote a song, put it on an album. The album came out, went to number one, and a few weeks later, he's like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gay, and if you want to know why, listen to this particular track.
Oh,
so everyone
gosh.
Did, and they found out. It's like, oh, the song's apparently about how much he wants to fuck a dude. Okay. That's logical.
Well, with the verse like, I want a dick up my ass repeatedly with balls touching my bum.
Is that really the lyric? I'm not familiar with this band.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Tonight at 10, it's a tale of lust, seduction, and murder on Sexy Betrayals. Then at 7, some like their murder with a side of sexy biscuits on Southern Fried Homicide. But now, get ready for lust, betrayal, and murder on Hot Load Case Files.
Oh, yeah, three of the best shows in a row.
Is the lube over there?
Yeah, I got lube right here.
Well, get over here, big guy.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah, hi, we aren't getting our informative murder porn? No, none of our channels that have informative murder porn appear to be working. Yeah, the screen just says, how do you tame a horse in Minecraft? Yes, we do have children. A what? A parental lock? Stan! How do you tame a horse in Minecraft?
What?
What is Minecraft and how do you tame a horse in it?
You guys don't need to be watching that stuff.
Oh, come on! You can't block your parents from watching informative murder porn! What, you think if we watch shows about married people killing each other all the time, we're gonna go out and do it? That's stupid! I'm not gonna go out and kill your mom just because I watch Investigative Discovery, Stan. It'd be impossible to clear away all the DNA evidence anyway. Even if I hired someone else to kill her, I'd have to kill that person too, because 96% of the time, that person eventually tells the truth. I've thought this through a lot. Stan, you're a lousy kid. I wish Jaden Smith was my son.
And welcome back, everyone, to part two of Antisocial Gamer Radio, live on morelikeradio.com. Quite a few people in the chat room this evening. So if you do want to get yourself in the chat, you go to morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesdays, 9 p.m. UK time, or 4 p.m. Eastern. I say whole bunch of Destiny talk, but did really good stuff. I have a load of news articles which I need to get through, because half of it's from last week, half of it's from this week. It's a whole bunch of stuff, and I've got a bunch of Destiny stuff here. So as I've talked about Destiny the first hour, I will continue to talk about it. But yeah, here we go. Yeah, Destiny earns Activision's $500 million in one day. This is from CVG. Yeah, publisher says retail orders helped it make back its budget instantly. Activision has sold $500 million dollars worth of Destiny copies to retailers, the publisher announced today. This news means that Activision has already made back the $500 million budget allocated to the game's development and marketing. The figure marks Destiny, figure makes Destiny the biggest new video game franchise launch in history, according to the company. Based on extraordinary audience demand, retail first-party orders worldwide have exceeded $500 million for Destiny. Activision Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick said in a statement, the industry milestone marks demand, retail, and first-party orders worldwide have exceeded 500 million, blah, 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 blah. Sorry, I keep reading the same shit. For our company demonstrates our unique ability to create some of the most successful entertainment franchises in the world. Yeah, and then bury them into the fucking ground. Which will be one of the things I'll bring up next week when I talk about Destiny and the future of it. The success of Destiny, along with the recent introduction of Blizzard Entertainment's Hearthstone, which I have no idea what the fuck... I know it is some sort of card game. I know Sean plays it. Just don't really give a brass monkey's arsehole for it. Is further validation of our unique capability to create great entertainment franchises from the ground up. Activision publishing CEO Eric Hirschberg added, since the beginning, we've been confident that our investment and belief in Destiny would pay off, but not as many people believed we'd be able to say it. It didn't say it did on, so on the day. On day one, sorry. Destiny is officially the biggest new franchise launch in our industry's history. It's also the highest selling day one digital console release in history. We have more confidence than ever that Destiny will become one of the iconic franchises of this generation and Activision's next billion-dollar brand. Which I can agree. I mean, I have been thinking about that for a while. It was like, from this generation, what will be the new Gears of War? What will be the Halo, which is ironic. What will be the new Call of Duty? What will be? I mean, Destiny. I don't think they can farm out Destiny year after year. Which I don't want them to. I mean, you know, Bungie works hard on what the games they make. So give me like 2-3 years between each Destiny, and that'll be okay. I mean, because I know no doubt that. I mean, my Tyson class is going to be my main character, unless I actually get on really well with Hunter, and whenever I decide to, you know, mess around with the Warlock character, I don't know. I'm happy with what I got. I mean, you know, the tank sort of class is me. It's what I like playing as. I'll carry on. In a recent interview with CVG, Activision UK and Ireland's general manager, Roy Stackhouse, said on the budget, to put that $500 million in context, that's the whole entirety of the game. That's development, manufacturing, marketing, and so forth. It sounds like a big amount, but it doesn't just fuel one aspect. Of course not. I'm sort of glad it does encompass everything, because, you know, the marketing alone is literally, it's been every damn where. I mean, on the underground, over here, and across America, and every damn place. I think it shows the confidence that we have in Destiny. It's what Activision does best, but when we partner with a development studio that can deliver a game like Destiny, we could bring that to market. Well, I'm sure you look at the stuff that Microsoft did for the Halo, for when, you know, Bungie made Halo, but, you know, it's just one of those things. So, you know, it's fun. This game is so much fun. It really is. I can't speak highly enough of it. Here we go. Yeah, some more Destiny stuff. I think it's probably the last bit of Destiny. I mean, there's bits and pieces here and there, but this is sort of the main stuff that I've got to talk about, to be honest, about Destiny, because I have talked about it long enough, and I'm only 15 minutes into the second part, so I need to get stuff moving, because I've got other stuff to talk about. Upcoming Destiny events details, also from CVG. A fresh playlist available this weekend. New raids open up next week. This article came out Friday. Bungie has detailed a number of upcoming Destiny events, beginning with this weekend's Crucible playlist. Scroll down, I can get a decent look at all of it. Yeah, Guardians fight to claim and salvage relics on a small to medium-sized map in this intense 3v3 objective mode. Secure the relics, disrupt enemy probes, destroy the opposition. Rewards on offer include crucible gear, marks, and reputation. Level 26 raid called Vault of Glass, which is what I was talking about before the break, opens up next week and promises to offer the greatest challenge yet. Rewards include raid set gear and ascendant materials. Now, I need to look up what ascendant materials, because I've seen them several times in several different articles, but I haven't been bothered to look it up. Hopefully it's not the sort of, you know, like the spin metal, that sort of stuff, because, you know, as me and JJ have said, that shit's worthless. Other events in September include Combined Arms and Queen's Wrath, and while Iron Banner is scheduled for October. I never really played in the Iron Banner stuff. I might have, but I didn't really know what it is. But yeah, I say this stuff is, you know, tons of stuff knocking out. Yeah, so you've got Combined Arms, Queen's Wrath September, Iron Banner in October. So no idea what we're going to get past October. We'll have to wait. Destiny launches on Tuesday with this is usual shit. Here we go. It's the first Destiny expansion, The Dark Below, will be released in December. It's included with the game's second major add-on pack, House of Wolves, in a Destiny expansion pass, which I'm trying to find out where I can get the expansion pass from, because I'm not seeing it on the unless I'm not looking hard enough on the PlayStation Store. I'm not seeing it. I'm not exactly sure where I'm supposed to go to see it anyway. So, I mean, probably in the DLC stuff, but I haven't seen anything, to be honest. Okay, let's do some Nintendo stuff. Here we go. Yeah, this is actually pretty cool for people who live in the States. Nintendo reveals two GameStop exclusive 3DS designs. Systems themed after the NES and the Persona Q. I don't know what Persona Q is, but I'm about to find out. Nintendo has revealed, new 3DS XL models headed exclusively to GameStop in the US, one themed after the Nintendo Entertainment System and the other sporting a Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth design. Both systems were announced on Tuesday, the original 3DS XL system and hardware only. Okay, let's look at this. Oh, Persona Q, yes, I have seen that. I don't even know what that is, to be honest. People, I have no idea, but I have seen this little box thing. I wonder what the fuck it was anyway. The NES version of the 3SL includes a printed controller design on the lid, while the system's packaging mimics the NES's distinct grey and darker grey design. It will go up for sale starting October 10th, so you've got about a month away. The Persona Q's 3DS XL design mimics the Persona holding grimoire on the front of the system. The system's rear is illustrated with the new Eterion Odyssey. Eterion Odyssey inspired designs for the cast of Persona 3 and 4. The game is planned. This game is planned for release on November 25th. So basically, the Persona Q 3DS will come out the same day as the game. So November 25th, you've got a bit of time to save up. Nintendo has not confirmed whether these systems will be sold outside of North America. The Super Smash Brothers 3DS XL system will be sold in Europe in a bundle that includes a digital copy of the game. The new 3DS and 3D XL will launch in Japan at the end of the year. Blah blah blah. But yeah, it's the same shit that I read last week. I would like a new 3DS XL because the one I've got now it's close to breaking. Not really, but I mean the lid that the hinges are shit and it just crumbles and stuff. Here we go. Do some Grand Theft Auto stuff because Grand Theft Auto 5 is being brought to the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4. They're updating the radio stations. Non-stop pop FM DJ reveals new recording being done. The radio stations in the upcoming new gen versions of Grand Theft Auto 5. I like to feature new content. The revelation came as a result of an Instagram post by a model and actress. Proof that anyone could be a model and an actress. Cara Cunt is, who hosts the non-stop Pop FM station, which is actually a good station. I listen to that one when I do play Grand Theft Auto. The post revealed that she's back at Rockstar updating Nonstop Pop for the upcoming PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC version. So there's more stuff there. It's not clear whether this means that each station will now feature new music to be added to the existing tracks, new music to replace the existing tracks, or merely new voiceover work. But I'd say if she's back, it's going to be new voiceover work because it's more than fucking apparent. Otherwise, they wouldn't have bothered put new music on, whatever, and potentially the other radio station DJs in the game. Of course, they'll add more stuff to it. Sony officially confirmed that the next gen version of Grand Theft Auto 5 at E3 2014, revealing that the PlayStation 4 version. Here we go. Rockstar went on to add in a late announcement. Rockstar went on to add that Xbox One and PC versions to the lineup. Grand Theft Auto, it's coming to the PC and Xbox One, whatever, fuck it, who cares. The update will feature across-the-board graphical and technical improvements to deliver a stunning new level of detail, increased draw distances, finer texture details, denser traffic, which would be nice, more cars and more destruction, and enhanced, it'd be great, you're throwing dynamite out the window of your car and there's, dozens of cars behind you. Enhanced resolutions all work together to bring new life to the cities, towns, deserts, oceans of Rockstar's North's epic reimagining of Southern California. Yeah, because it's one big island. That's all it is. Other enhancements include new wildlife, upgraded weather. Hopefully we get some snow. That'd be nice. But it's Southern California, son. No chance. And damage effects and an array of new details to discover. According to the firm, GTA Online, the multiplayer portion of the game, will also see several updates. All new content and gameplay created since the launch of the game, including an array of new jobs, an arsenal of new weapons, scores of new vehicles, new properties, and player customization. So basically, all the updates and stuff that everyone else has got on the 360 and the PS3. PC version will also get exclusive video editor features designed for advanced movie making, as was the case in the PC version of GTA 4. Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff here I've got for Grand Theft Auto as I'm talking about it. Here we go. Yeah. Just one second. I'm just trying to check this, make sure I'm... oh, no, it's the same fucking shit, really. Yeah, so pretty much that's all for me Grand Theft Auto stuff, because it's basically the game's going to be better than it looked before and more fun and, you know, I don't know. Here's something I want to talk about. This came out, I think, yesterday. Got this from the Wall Street Journal, because I'm high class like that. One second. Oh, fuck it, they won't give me the fucking full story. But yeah, basically what's happened here is Microsoft has bought Minecraft. They've bought... I can't remember the fucking name of the... the people who... shit. I'm losing a bit track of my bloody mind now. They've bought basically Mojang. Yeah, whichever that's... Whichever one. But yeah, they bought it for like $2.5 billion. That's way too much to pay for fucking Minecraft, and they're saying that part of the people who, you know, helped develop it are going to fuck off. I mean, what's the price? $2.5 billion, they're going to sit on their millions of dollars and be happy for the rest of their fucking lives. But yeah, I mean, this has pissed me off, because Minecraft is okay, it's an okay game, but it's not worth $2.5 fucking billion. I mean, a game like Destiny, it's, as I said in this previous articles, it $500 million to make, develop, publish, market. Yeah. You pay $2.5 billion for a game that's basically pixels, but you can build stuff with. You're really... Jesus fucking Christ. You're very fucking stupid, Microsoft. I mean, if you're going to pay something for this, I'd pay at least $1 billion. If you wanted to be stupid, pay $1 billion. 2.5. I mean, yes, you've made about a dozen people millionaires, even more than they were to begin with. But yeah, it's Minecraft, people. Minecraft. I mean, last year when I went to the Eurogamer event, and I was like, yeah, they're putting like Minecraft on high spec PCs. I'm like, it's not going to look any better. It's pixel fucking blocks. You're building shit with pixelated fucking blocks. It's not hard. You know, just give me a fucking bunch of Lego and I'll build some shit for you. There you are, pixel blocks. Yeah, I do. I mean, people have been talking to me about this and said, yeah, it's probably because Microsoft now have they own the right to this building sort of bullshitty stuff. They're probably going to do their own spin and make their own games using the whole purpose of building stuff. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, choice. The whole building stuff with blocks. We have the Lego games for that sort of stuff, and I have a tons of fun with that. But yeah, I mean, it's not worth $2.5 fucking billion. It's just so bullshit. It's very, very funny. It makes me laugh so much that, I mean, I laugh in the face of all the Xbox fanboys out there who think this is a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's a stupid fucking thing. As I pointed out earlier, with like what, you know, Activision spent on Destiny, which is a beautiful looking game, a very fun game. Yes, they have their server problems, but the fact that they've just raked in $500 million, half a billion dollars, they can buy some more servers. They can, you know, they can do tweaks and tweak, you know, fix it. And I mean, you know, with the new Destiny game, Destiny 2, whatever it's going to be called, won't be coming out for a good 2-3 years anyway. So they've got all this money they can sort of, you know, put back into themselves and, you know, let it sit in the bank and sort of gestate. They can buy new servers. They can make the lag problems. They can make the when I shoot a game a gun in multiplayer, it doesn't keep lagging up on me and freezing, and that way alerting the guy I'm trying to shoot that I'm shooting at him. Then he just turns around and kills me. You know, but paying $2.5 billion for a game that looks like it was made in '96 at its peak, just because you can build stuff with it, it's not a very. Minecraft is a fucking tech demo. It's not something to be. I don't know, these people are so fucking stupid. Why? I don't get the hype for Minecraft. I mean, I have it on my 360. I've got that time hop thing on my Android, and I was looking at that. I was like, yeah, 2 years ago, it's like, yeah, I just played, I think it was when the last time I played Minecraft, because I did a post about it on Facebook. I was like, yeah, that was the last time I played fucking Minecraft, 2 years ago. I played it for like a month. No, hang on. Yeah, no, I played it for, start to finish, a month. And I was done with it. I'm like, yeah, this is fun for about 5 minutes and I'm done. I have no interest in going further than what I'm doing. Even for, you know, being an achievement whore like I was back then. I was like, yeah, I'm just done with this shit. It's boring as hell. But yeah, paying $2.5 billion is a fucking joke. And no doubt, you know, paying this much, Microsoft going to put all the subscription fees up for your 360. I mean, I haven't played my 360 in ages. It's literally just gathering dust. I'm probably going to cancel my subscription for whatever it is I'm paying for my, you know, Xbox Live, because I have no money to pay for a Xbox One at the moment, and the fact that they spend this money on this shit it takes a piss. It really does. But yeah, I'll move on because this has really irritated me, and as I knew it would, that's why I read it. But it just makes me laugh so much. What else we got? Here we go. Yeah, Batman Arkham Knight, dated for June. This came out last week. It's one of the things I forgot. I didn't have time to get to. But I'm making short time for it now. Oh, this is from CVG. Batman Arkham Knight released on June 2nd, 2015. So it's been pushed back yet again. Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment announced on Monday, which I don't mind because I've got all the stuff coming out for the next couple of months. You know, I said in November, all those four games that I want to buy. Yeah, that's going to take me a good couple of months to get through. Probably till March I'll be able to finish all that sort of stuff. But yeah, the PC, PlayStation 4, Xbox One game was originally set to arrive this year, but in June, Warner delayed the Batman Arkham Knight release until 2015. Warner Brothers did not specify any international dates for Arkham Knight's release. Billed as the explosive finale to Rockstar's Arkham trilogy, the game is set 1 year after the events of Arkham City, with Batman at the very peak of the power. At the very peak of his powers, when a gallery of villains descends upon Gotham to take in a bid to take him down once and for all. I'm so excited for this. It's gonna be really, really good. I know, and sure, it's gonna be worth the wait, because no doubt I'll probably forget about this game coming out, and I'll wait till it's just before it comes out, and I'll be like, "Yep, this game's here. Let's play it." I think I've got some more stuff on Batman. I don't know. 1 second. No, that's it, pretty much. Easy enough. Where would we go next? No, not that. Nope. I'm trying to think what stuff to talk about next. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls Online dev... suffers layoffs. ZeniMax Online Studios, a subsidiary of ZeniMax Media, suffered layoffs on Wednesday. It has been confirmed. ZeniMax Online Studios is the developer of Elder Scrolls Online in collaboration with Bethesda. The number of layoffs remains undisclosed, but Bethesda VP of PR and Marketing Pete Hines played down the significance of the cuts as being the norm for games of this type. To be honest, it's true. As norm for games of this type, we had ramped up a large workforce to develop a game of vast scale and ramped up our customer service to handle the expected questions and community needs of the Elder Scrolls Online at launch, Hines said in a statement to Joystick on Wednesday. Now that we are nearly 6 months post-launch, we have a thrilling online community in a game that runs smoothly. I hear no one talking about this game. But I suppose he's doing well. I mean, I've seen the numbers and they're pretty good, but I don't hear anyone talking about his game. He went on, we remain strongly committed to the Elder Scrolls Online and continue to invest heavily to develop new content for PC players. Preparing the game for its console launch and... Oh yeah, so that's something as well. I completely forgot this is coming out on consoles. And handle our planned expansion into important international territories. As for customer service, we continue to operate large support centres in Hunt Valley, MD, and Galway in Ireland. The Elder Scrolls Online was launched on PC and Mac in April this year. Xbox One and PC versions of the Elder Scrolls Online were due to be released in June 2014, but before being delayed by 6 months to allow ZeniMax to solve several unique problems specific to those platforms, according to the developer. So we should be getting the game soon, but I'm not too fussed. I'm a big fan of the Elder Scrolls, but I have no interest in this whatsoever. I mean, also I have Destiny, and you know, if the game's going to come out in what, November, December, January time, I'm going to play other stuff. I have other stuff to play. I'm a console player. I did do the whole subscription stuff once for Final Fantasy XI. Never again. I've done that stuff. I don't see the point. The fact that you look at a game like Destiny's made $500 billion, and you want me to pay more on top of what I've already paid for your game, and you want me to pay again and again and again. It's like, no, the games are expensive as they are these days, and you know, money's tight for everyone, and you want me to keep playing? No, that's why this whole subscription model thing doesn't work, which is why a lot of the MMOs are going free to play, and you know, they, you know, nickel and dime it so you can, you know, pay for swords or whatever stuff like that to make it easier for people. And developers are making more money from doing that than they are with subscriptions. I mean, you know, if I wanted to play an MMO free, I have a PlayStation 4. I can just download the DC Online and just play that, which I might eventually sort of, you know, if I do get bored and need something to jump into, I'll play. But apart from that, I don't really see a point in it. Here we go. Let's have a look. Here we go. Yeah, some Metal Gear Solid stuff, as you know, Metal Gear Solid's coming out, you know, soon. Series creator will offer a first look at the Phantom Pain Phantom Pain's Tokyo Game Show trailer today. Hideo Kojima has taken to Twitter to post a teaser image for something called Metal Gear Collection 2014. This article came out last Thursday as well. excuse me. While no further clues were provided, it's been speculated that a new gen and or PC release of a collection of Metal Gear games could be in the works. Metal Gear Solid, the Legacy Collection, which spans every Metal Gear Solid created by Kojima to date, launched on PlayStation 3 last year. Did it? That was the HD collection. Unless there was something different, which I didn't see. Hang on one second. This is a highlighted article. Let's have a little look. No idea. Doesn't tell me shit, really. Kojima said that at the time, the size of Metal Gear Solid 4 was the main reason Legacy Collection wouldn't be released on the Xbox 360. Noting, I'm sorry to say that an Xbox 360 version isn't being released just because an Xbox 360 version of Metal Gear Solid 4 hasn't gone on sale. To explain the situation, the amount of data in Metal Gear Solid 4 is just too enormous. Today's episode of Kojima Station will also provide a first look at the Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain Tokyo Game Show trailer. The broadcast will also outline events, guests, and further plans. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Kojima's all that fucking Konami Kojima's got is Metal Gear Solid, and I mean we've got the Silent Hills game, but just I'm not over the new Metal Gear Solid. I mean, I want it to play it and see what it's like, but I'm not really. I've gone off Metal Gear Solid now. It's just not too little too late. It's too late and who cares anymore, because it's another Metal Gear Solid game. It's like, yeah, okay, it's whatever with Big Boss. It's like, yeah, I don't care. But I don't know. I mean, he just needs to shut the fuck up and put his game out. That's all he needs to do. That's all these people need to do. It's like, I mean, yes, I know this is, it's we're literally at the end of the whole show and expo season now, because I think it was Eurogame has been and gone, I think, and Tokyo Game Show, I believe, is this week. It's just, yeah, shut the fuck up. Put your game out. And literally, if you're still trying to tease stuff about your game that we don't know everything about it, you're wasting it. I mean, there's been several trailers that I've seen come out which are the exact same fucking trailer. I mean, it's literally, it's Ocelot and Big Boss riding horses into a desert in Afghanistan. And it's like, yeah, I've seen this before several times. I know what you can do. And you're not showing me much of anything. It's like, yeah, I saw and was interested more in the what the fuck was it? Ground Zeroes, more than I was actually interested in Phantom Pain. Where it was like, yeah, day and night cycle, nice, that looks fun. You can do this, this and that and that. But now all I've seen is just this same footage of him riding a horse through a desert trying to find items and people and stuff, and, you know, what you can do with your mother base. And it's like, yeah, I just don't care. Just put the game out and shut the fuck up. I mean, that's the thing. All these developers like to talk. I mean, fucking Cliff Bleszinski likes to fucking talk. Hideo Kojima likes to fucking talk. And same with Miyamoto. Just need to shut up and do the fucking job. You know, do the job that we put money in your pocket for. It's the fact that arseholes like Microsoft could pay 2.5 fucking billion to Mojang for fucking Minecraft, which is a piece of shit. It just pisses me off, these people that just talk and talk and talk. I like me who talks and talk, but, you know, I actually have a fucking point. Let's have a look. Here we go. Yeah. The Evil Within European release date brought forward. Hit stores on October 14th, which is literally a month away. Same day as North America. Yay, we finally get something on the same day. I didn't realise that The Evil Within was so close. I'm so looking forward to this game. It's not on my list of what to buy. I mean, I'm going to wait till reviews and see what happens, because I'm literally counting the pennies at the moment, so I will pick it up eventually. It might just take a while. The Evil Wind release in same day as Europe as it will in North America. Bethesda announced Wednesday, following a delay to further advance, further balance and refine Shinji Mikami's latest survival horror game, The Evil Within. It basically hits October 14th for North America and Europe. On pretty much PC, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, Xbox 360, and Xbox One. I can't wait for this game. It looks really good. I mean, Charles, I don't really know much about it, but that's good for me with this. I was like, I want to go in blind to this game. I don't really want to know I don't want to know what love is. I don't want to know what this whole game's about. I just want to sort of go in blind and be scared and have fun with it and, you know, just enjoy myself playing this game. It's just really, really good. Here we go, some stuff here, some legal stuff. Sega blames Gearbox for misleading Aliens Colonial Marines marketing. Publishers, developer shouldn't be absolved from ongoing legal case. Sega has accused Gearbox Software of being partially culpable in the way that Aliens Colonial Marines was misled marketed at trade shows. I love this. This is so bullshit. A lawsuit launched in May of 2013 claimed that Sega and Gearbox's pre-release game demo exhibited at trade shows were not indicative of the final product. Well, no shit, because it's a demo. That's the whole point. It's not the final game. It's a demo. It's a part of the game they've made from the main game, which was much maligned by critics and consumers alike. Sega recently agreed to settle the suit, offering to pay out $1.25 million to clear it away from any further litigation. However, Gearbox instead attempted to detach itself from the suit altogether, stating that as it was a contract developer working for Sega, it was the publisher which was ultimately responsible for the game and its marketing. Sega has now fired back with a claim that Gearbox was indeed involved in the game's marketing. The publisher submitted a number of internal emails as evidence, and Gearbox was involved in the marketing of the game, but also at times looked upon itself to reveal extra information about both parties had previously agreed not to reveal at any early stage. One email between Sega staff accuses Pitchford of, that's Randy Pitchford, of conveniently revealing the exclusive information during Q&A panel sessions, saying that this is a constant problem and needs to be addressed. The reply, it's Randy doing whatever the fuck he likes. Apparently he did it twice on Borderlands 2 also, again. Yeah, well, Randy Pritchard's a bit of an arsehole anyway. Again, against all plans, despite the fact they ask him not to. Yeah, he's an arsehole. He likes to get involved when... Which one though? I mean, hang on. I'll finish this up this article. Clone and Marines was roundly assessed as a poor game by critics when it shipped in February 2013. Well, it's only been out for 2 years. The extent of development from certified fans was so intense that... what the fuck is he? Hang on. Vitriolic observations towards Sega and Gearbox had become a spectacle in itself. Its commercial success, in particular topping the chart in the UK, only seemed to intensify the outrage. But yeah, I mean, to be honest though, Sega's moaning about how this game was marketed, but the fact that Gearbox had to step in and finish the game because Sega couldn't do it themselves, the companies were shit. I mean, trust, this is what Gearbox does. Gearbox just needs to focus on Borderlands. That's all they have to do. Just focus on Borderlands, do the pre-sequel, get that out of the way, and then try and figure a way of doing Borderlands 3, where you can visit other planets and basically do what's at the end of the second game, it looks like we all thought we can do, but probably won't be able to do. Which was, to be honest though, right? What we are getting with how... I mean, people who've played Destiny, Borderlands 2, where I'm going with this reference with Destiny. Destiny, you can visit other planets and do certain areas. They've set aside certain parts. They didn't open up the whole map for you. They've given you certain places to go to. All Borderlands has to do is basically do what they've done with Destiny. It's like, yeah, you get a ship, you get your main hub world, and there's other worlds you can go to, but they've all got a sectioned off area for you to visit. And I'm going to tweet this to Gearbox later and, you know, say that, well, to make Borderlands 3, you pretty much need to do how Destiny was made. And hopefully they'll get in contact with me and sort something out with them. But yeah, because Gearbox is the company you get to finish your game because you're too shit at making games to do it. Sega did it with Aliens Colonial Marines. Give me 1 second. Let me just... There's other games out there. I'm just looking this on the fly. Gearbox software. Here we go. Oh yeah, sorry, Duke Nukem. There we go. Yeah, they did it with Duke Nukem. They finished off Duke Nukem because that game couldn't be finished. And they did it with Aliens Colonial Marines. It's like, yeah, Gearbox finishes the games that you're too stupid to make and not finish yourself. And, you know... Ah, damn it. It just pisses me off with this. It's like, you know, Sega's having a moment at Gearbox, but it's like, well, shit, if you're any good at making games, I mean, shit, you can't make consoles, and you can't make games. You might as literally just sell all your assets off and dissolve everything and just disappear, because Sega, no one cares about you. Take Atari with you as well, because no one gives a shit about them, because it's not 1986. You know, it's just bullshit between all these people. Here we go. Yeah, something from PopCap. PopCap's last remaining co-founder leaves EA. John Veshi departs, departure means all three co-founders have left the studio. I love that. That's funny as hell. The last remaining co-founder of PopCap Games has left EA. A post on EA's official blog commented that John is to leave the company after 15 years at PopCap. How old is this guy? He looks, I don't know. 37, something. Veshi is the last co-founder to leave the studio after Brian Fleet left in 2010, a year before the studio was bought by EA. And Jason Kapelak left earlier in 2014. Many of you know me as the... That was just a quote. Here we go. Many know me as the energetic, happy-go-lucky founder of PopCap, and I want to use that energy to give something back for a while until I figure out what's next, Veshi said in a statement. I will be spending some time working with environmental news non-profit grist.org, of which I am a board member. Sorry, where was I? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be taking some non-violence workshops, furthering some of the things that I've learned from being a part of the Quaker community. I've no idea what that means. While I explore peace and social justice issues such as water abolition, prison reform, poverty, and the effects of race and gender privilege. Okay. Good luck, hippie. It does not appear that Veshi's departure is a result of any ill will towards EA, which basically from this I thought it was going to be. He stated, the future is bright for EA, and I continue to believe in Andrew Wilson, CEO's vision is a company. Andrew's vision of a company is that puts its player first. The best years are ahead for both EA and PopCap. And I look forward to watching development teams live up to what it means to be electronic artists. EA's mobile executive president, Frank Gibeau, also gave his best wishes to Veshi in a blog post, adding that there is still more to come from PopCap. Of course there is. Peggle 3 and Peggle 4. Wilson said we have games in the pipeline, including all new Peggle. I just said that. New concepts coming through rapid development at Pop Labs and global opportunities... PopCap brands like Plants vs. Zombies. PopCap continues to be a core studio in EA's mobile efforts, and I know our players will be thrilled with what's to come from this talented group. So basically, yeah, he's left to become eco warrior, it seems. So PopCap is now in fully hands of EA and, you know, the dark overlords at EA, and yeah, we'll see. Let's try and find some more stuff to wrap up the show with. Here we go, yeah. Resident Evil Revelations 2, this is from CVG, will release episodically. 4 weekly downloads available individually or in Season Pass. Resident Evil Revelations 2 will release as a series of episodic downloads, Capcom announced Wednesday. Now, I'm actually excited for this game now because I've seen bits and pieces on it. It could be good. I don't know. We'll wait and see. It will release a series of... the game will be distributed in 4 individual episodes rolled out over as many weeks. Each episode will be available on its own for €5.99 or as part of a $24.99 complete season pass. Capcom plans to ship a retail disc-based version of the game after its downloadable session is completed. Which is basically what I'll probably buy eventually. Once it's all downloaded, I'll have a disc version. So once I finish with it, I can just sell it on again because I like digital stuff. But there's no need for it for me anyway, not for anyone else. Capcom says that every episode will feature hours of terrifying gameplay, ending with dramatic cliffhangers. Players who purchase the season pass or retail version will also receive extra content, which the publisher plans to detail in the weeks and months ahead. Capcom's horror survival spin-off sequel will feature 2 playable characters, Claire Redfield from Resident Evil 2 and Code Veronica, and Moira Burton, daughter of the series regular. Well, I don't know. When was the last time I saw Barry Burton? Resident Evil and what? Nemesis? Was it Nemesis the last time we saw him? Nemesis was the last time we saw Barry Burton. The game will take place in an abandoned island detention facility, sort of like Code Veronica. Producer Michiteru Okabe has promised a variety of locations, each of them filled with unspeakable horrors and unique gameplay experiences, which is tricky for Resident Evil since the game's been done for nearly 20 years. Across a campaign informed by series survival horror roots. The full preview and just the usual bullshit from that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this game. I am, but the fact is that I don't know. It's just more Resident Evil. It's the same with Metal Gear Solid. It's like, yeah, you've hammered this shit out to death. We need new stuff. Resident Evil, leave it alone. Metal Gear Solid, just leave it. I mean, just. There's game series that need to die. I mean, that could be like a bonus topic. Like, I don't know. I might have done that one already. I don't know. But yeah, what game series have we played that just needs to die? Just let it end. Just stop. I think I have, actually. But I'd love to know, as I got more people in the groups than I did when I first started, I'd love to know their thoughts. literally slowly running out of time as I usually do. Let's have a look at some more stuff that I have. Here we go. Yeah. This is something from Microsoft. Microsoft will replace noisy Xbox One systems. Firm commits to replacing abnormally loud hardware. The Xbox One owners ask owners who notice their consoles making more noise than they should can ask Microsoft for a replacement, the firm said Tuesday. Microsoft has acknowledged a flaw with a small number of Xbox One systems that may result in a noisier experience than intended. Following what appears to be a growing number of complaints, the platform holder has agreed to provide replacements to those affected. We've heard a small number of Xbox One owners in some situations may hear a noise coming from the console that is too loud, said a Microsoft rep in a statement to Kotaku. While this does not affect the safety or functionality of the system, we're asking customers who believe that they are experiencing this issue to contact Xbox support, which you could do. It's support.xbox.com. At the request of our customers, we're exchanging those consoles for new systems. In related news today, Microsoft detailed numerous improvements to be made in October. In the system update for October for the Xbox One. According to Xbox Live Director of Programming, Larry Herb, the next update focuses on the two major areas, Snap and Friends functions, and improvements for TV and video. So a bunch of updates coming, which will make using your Xbox even more fun than it already is, I guess. I don't know. No real reason to get an Xbox at the moment because I'm literally having too much fun playing my PlayStation, to be honest. It really just having lots more fun with it. We're still early in the console system. It's only, it's not even been out for a whole year yet. But, everyone's having fun with their new systems. But this pretty much wraps up the show for this week. Thank you all for listening. Next week's topic is going to be about Destiny again. Should be the final one I talk about, to be honest. But it's sort of like, where we all are with the end game and we've reached the level cap and all this sort of stuff. Where do you see the game going? What do you see the future of it? How's your view on what you've done? That sort of stuff. I want to know all your benefits, all your problems and, the beneficial stuff that you've come across, all that sort of stuff. And you can do that by contacting the show. You can email us, antisocialgameradio@yahoo.co.uk. You can join our Facebook group where the topic is going to be posted, facebook.com/groups/MLRGamerLobby. And you also like us on Facebook, which I'll post up there so the topic's gone live. It's facebook.com/antisocialgameradio. And also on Twitter, you can follow us and I'll follow you back. It's at MLRGamerRadio. Also, as ways you can go to morelikeradio.com, that you'll find all the shows that we have on the station there. And you can sort of contact them through there. There's links. I mean, all the stuff I've just said to you is on there on the website. On iTunes, More Like Radio, if you download the show already and you haven't left a review, go on there, leave a 5-star review. That'd be great. Today it's Tuesday. You come up next, we've got Alcohol by Volume with Kevin. Then you've got My Time Now with my mate Johnny Five. Then Dutch and Royce. Now Dutch is back from his hiatus. He's back on Dutch and Royce, and it's going to be a really good show tonight. There's plenty of stuff on, More Like Radio to keep you listening, keep involved. Don't forget as well, as I said, they're helping me out, the Underground Radio, Pokemon Podcast. Listen to them if you're into Pokemon like I am. Very good show, lots of information, and they help me out anytime I have a Pokemon problem, basically, usually breeding and, whatever. What happens with them and, is a way of helping me out. Just trying to think, what else? I don't think there's anything else. I mean, keep listening to the show, keep listening to the station. Try and get as many involved as much as you can. We do a lot of shows live. So, if you can, get yourself in the chat room. I mean, there's a few people in here tonight, which is nice to see. Most nights there's shows going live at all hours. Replays going up all over the time. And, if you can, download everything. If you want some of the older shows, morelikeradio.org, for where you find all the old the archive stuff. Get yourself on there. And any old stuff on this station, from this show or from any other shows on the station, listen to. Go on there. It'll all be found there. I say that's pretty much it from me this week. I'm going to have a nice rest now and play some more Destiny before I have to go to bed. But I will see you lot again next week. Same time, same place. See you soon. Take care, people.
Everyone here at BBC Radio 4, this is Alice Arnold, hoping that you sleep well and wishing you a very good night. Good night.
The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra, south or southwest, or north or northwest, or northeast or east. Occasional rain, wintry showers, occasional rain, rain or showers, occasional rain, moderate or poor.